Rav Tzadok in Resisei Loila deals with Yamim Tovim, mostly Adar, Purim, and here in Os Yud Tes, he talks about the idea of Shechinta Begalusa, the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being with us in Golos, the idea of the Shechina, the Divine Presence, in a different state than it would be were we in Yerushalayim, were the Beis HaMikdash up and functioning. The Shechina itself, which means certain qualities of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved with, and certain focus, if you will, of the presence of the Shechina, is different. It's centered upon us in a way that's better if we're in Yerushalayim, and there's involvement and there's a certain interaction and concern that the Shechina is involved with when we are not in Yerushalayim, when the Beis HaMikdash is not yet rebuilt, and we're in Golos. So the Shechina is in Golos with us. That concept is heartwarming. The Shechina is with us. Rav Tzadok explains what that means. And it's surprising, but it's not just that the Shechina is with us. The Shechina is actually in very, very surprising places and accomplishing things in a very unique way, as we'll see. In the paragraph just before this, he says that when the Shechina is in Golos, it really is a Golos for the Shechina. Because the Golos of Shechina means that the Shechina has to be involved with people who are not Tohar, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved with the hearts of the leaders of the nations of the world. As Chazal say, the Lev Melachim, the hearts of these leaders of the world, they are all B'yad Hashem. And that involvement, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so much interventionally involved with directing the affairs of the nations by intimations of the heart of the leadership, and by moving those hearts in certain ways, pulling heartstrings, if you will, that's the Golos of the Shechina. Instead of the Shechina, so to speak, rooting only with us and being only involved with Am Yisrael in holiness, the Golos of the Shechina is that the Shechina has to be with the likes of an Achashverosh and be involved with the likes of Achashverosh and pull heartstrings of Achashverosh. Let's see it inside. Rabbi Seinu Zecharenim Levracha Pershu Zehasoid. This concept of the Shechina being in Golos, B'masha Amru, Kol Makim Shenemar HaMelech, the Zohar says. Wherever it says HaMelech, Stam, without Achashverosh, where it says HaMelech instead of HaMelech Achashverosh or Melech Achashverosh, B'Megillas Esther, B'Melech Malchei HaMelechim HaKosuv Medaber, it's referring to the Ribbono Shel Olam. In some way, in some fashion, where it says Melech, without Melech Achashverosh, it means the Ribbono Shel Olam. It means the Melech Malchim Lochim. And by telling us this, what they're telling us, Chazal are saying to us, that's where the Shechina is. Shechina is in that Melech, the Melech Achashverosh. But what's going to happen, and what's being said to that Melech, by that Melech, all of it is involved with the Ribbono Shel Olam, as we'll see. Ki b'chala megila l'nisker shum shem m'shemus HaKadosh Baruch. Famously, Megillas Esther does not contain an explicit reference to the Ribbono Shel Olam at all. There's not a Shem Kadosh in all of the Megillah. Haynu k'moisha amru Rabbi Seinu Zecharenim Levracha, like the Gemara says, Akati avdi Achashverosh anav. We are still servants of Achashverosh, even after the Yeshua. Even after the Nes of Purim, we're still in Galus, and we're still servants of Achashverosh. He's still the Melech. The Beis HaMikdash is not yet rebuilt. It's for that reason, for example, that, among other reasons, that we don't say Hallel on Purim. But what Rav Tzadik is now saying is the fact that we are still Avadim of Achashverosh is reflected in the absence of the Ribbono Shel Olam's name in the Megillah. So where is the Ribbono Shel Olam? He's everywhere in the Megillah. But he's specifically in Achashverosh. He is specifically in the Melech. The Melech Achashverosh is not free to do what the Melech Achashverosh wants to do. The Melech is in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem is taking Achashverosh and doing with Achashverosh and causing Achashverosh to do what Hashem wants. But that's where the Shechina is. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name would be mentioned, that would mean that there would be a presence of the Shechina outside of the circumstances of Persia and the Jews, outside of what it is that Hashem needs to accomplish with Achashverosh. But no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to accomplish with Achashverosh. Unfortunately, we're stuck with Achashverosh. Am Yisrael is stuck with Achashverosh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to help us, has to, perforce, be involved with Achashverosh. That's Golus. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have to deal with an Achashverosh. Oh, is this a Golus? So therefore, Ve'en Kan, his Golus, Shem Shemayim. Rak the Zenigla, what is revealed in the story of Purim and in the Megillah, what is revealed is the Lev Melachim Visarim Biyad Hashem. In the words of Mishle, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in the palm of his hand the hearts of the kings and the princes, the ministers, they're all as he wishes they will do. Tinizgala Soid Zeh. This, the following, is revealed to us, and that's what we celebrate. Shebekol Mokim Shegalu. Wherever we are, whatever the Gullus is, there the Shechina is. Meaning, Hashem involves himself in the circumstances, with the people, as nasty as they are, as unsavory as they are, but that's where the Shechina is. And that's really a Gullus. But there the Shechina is, for our sake. Shalemduhu Rabbi Seinu Zechrenim Levracha Al Golus Paras. This concept, which is in the Gemara in Yerushalmi and Tainus, that the Shechina is wherever we are, is learned from Psukim for each Golus. So for Golus Bavel, there's a Pasuk. For Golus Paras Umadai, there's a Pasuk. The Pasuk for Paras Umadai is a Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Mimasha Nemar, the Pasuk says, Visamti Kisi Be'elam. I will bring my throne to Elam, which is Paras Umadai, and there in Elam I'm going to rid them of Melech Visarim, meaning I'm going to manipulate matters such that there will be changes in the monarchy, changes in government. Sure enough, Mikraze Dorshu Beperakam de Megillah. First Perak in Megillah Daf Yudam at base. So Melech and Sarim, it's referring to Vashti and Haman. Please turn to the other side here. I photocopied the Gemara Maseches Megillah Daf Yudam at base. Rabba Bar Oifra and Pasach La Pischa La Hai Parsha. So Mehacham introduces the concept of the Megillah and the base of the Megillah by saying that the Megillah is the fulfillment of the Pasuk, the Nevuah of Yirmiyah, V'samti kisi ba'elam havadati misho melech v'sarim. Melech, zuvashti. V'sarim, zehamon v'aseres banov. So, Yirmiyah Novi, in the Nevuah, many, many, many years earlier, says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, Am Yisrael, he's going to go with you into the Golus. The Kisi HaKavod, the throne, the heavenly throne, is going to accompany you. It's going to be in Paras Umadai. And there, Hashem will accomplish the removal of kings and ministers Vashti Hamalka, Haman gone. All for your sake. That's Golos for the Shekhinah. That's what it means when the Shekhinah is in Golos. It's with us, meaning involved with these people, involved with and in control of circumstances and in control of people's hearts. You know, in the Megillah, the two people who are gone, who are done in, are Vashti and Haman. And it's all one because of the other, right? Vashti is gone, so Esther is the Malka, and Esther points the finger at, the accusatory finger at Haman. Haman is gone. But what got rid of Vashti? Haman got rid of Vashti. Chazal say that Memuchan was the one, of course, who said what to do and advised the king to remove Vashti permanently. He is none other than Haman himself. So Haman removes Vashti, and she who replaces Vashti removes Haman. It's a beautiful thing. But that's the fulfillment of Havadati, Misham, Melech Vesarim. Da'oz nisgala inyin galus hashchina b'leiv melachim. Shehutzroch lekachas levavoy b'yadoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take the heart of Achashverosh in his hands, as it were. Not allow Achashverosh to do what Achashverosh wants, but to say, I'm in control of you, Achashverosh, and you're going to do things that you never could have predicted, no one could have predicted that you would ever do. And then he says that truthfully, this is Ka'ein, U Ka'ein, Hanhogas Hashem Yisbarach B'Shechinosai Yisbarach B'Levavois B'nei Yisrael. There's a very great similarity between that and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does by even controlling our hearts in Klal Yisrael. Dein menichem lenatek mimenu klal. He doesn't allow Bnei Yisrael to permanently disconnect from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kama shenemar, v'chem shvuchem loich aleichem. Even if I have to rule over you with a fury poured out over and against you, but I will. I'm not letting go of you. But the Jewish people said, okay, so we're in Golos, and you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gone, and we're cut off from him, and the relationship has been terminated. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Navi, oh, no, no, no. Even if I must, with hot fury, I will be king over you. And now he says a fascinating thing. He says, Kizeh she'isa, this that we find in Tanna de'Bel Yehuzuta, no matter how bad a person is, no matter how many averos the person might do, and then the person does tshuva. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hareini imay berachamim. I'm reading now from Tanna de'Bel Yehuda. I will be merachim, but I'm a kabbalist tshuva soy. No matter how bad the person, he was a mecharef, a megadif, he did the most awful sins. So Rav Tzadik says, you know what that Medrash Tanna de'Bel Yehuda is really saying? Haynu mitzad masha Hashem Yisbarach ein manichoy la'asos kol kach averos shlo yuchal lo shuv oid. Hashem Yisbarach does not let the wicked, the heinous Rasha, Ayid, he doesn't let him go so far such that he cannot come back in tshuva. In other words, every time Ayid does tshuva, he has to be thankful for the fact that somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let him go farther, didn't allow him to become a more wicked man, didn't allow him to become a greater Rasha than he ever became. Because that too is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I'm not letting you go, and therefore, since I want to ensure that you will do or can do tshuva, I won't let you go so far. Circumstances will not allow you. I won't allow circumstances where you are lost from me forever. And a nachala always comes back. The Gemara says that a nachala is something she'ain la hefsik. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, meaning, if a person doesn't have a son, he passes away. So there's a daughter. If there's no son, no daughter, so then he has a brother. If there's no brother, he has a nephew. If he has no nephew, he's an uncle. A cousin, second cousin, third cousin, fourth cousin. Everyone has a nachla. There's a nachla somewhere. Just has to be established. But there's a direct relationship, and a person might lose their life and have seemingly no one who is an heir, but there is an heir. There are yorshim. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kichelek Hashem Amo Yaakov Chevel Nachalosa. We are his. Every yid belongs to him. And it's impossible to say we've fallen away or broken away, Chalila, permanently, inextricably detached. Never. Never. But that's because Hashem doesn't allow it. V'hu manig halev mamish v'libam biyadoi. He runs the world and circumstances so that even our hearts are in his hands. V'chein or v'kach begolos heim levavais malchei akum biyadoi mamish. They're in Hashem's hands. Shalayanhig klal kiritzaynai. The man, the throne, the king, the minister, they're all in Hashem's hands. Hagam d'Achashverosh, Oyev Yisrael Yoyser Mehaman. Achashverosh was perhaps more of an enemy than even Haman. Kimashal Rabbi Senuzal, as the mashal goes, the Baal Hatel, the Hacharitz, you have someone who has a large mound in his field, he wishes he could get rid of it. Someone else who has a depression, who has a ditch, he wishes he could fill it in. He goes to the fellow with the mound and he says, can I pay you for that mound of dirt so I can fill in my ditch? Pay me? I'll give it to you for free. That was the opportunism. And that's really what Achashverosh did. After all, when Haman said, I'll make sure to pay HaKesef, I'll make sure, V'aseras Alofim Kikar Kesef Eshkel Al-Dei Ois HaMelocha, the Melech is only too happy to say, no, keep the money. HaKesef Nosun Loch V'Hom Lasseis B'Katoi Ben Echad. Because the king is more interested in doing what Haman was going to do than Haman was interested. Mikol Makom Bal Korchai Shaloi B'Tevasai, nevertheless against Achashverosh's will, Heitiv Lahem. He's the one who saves the Bnei Yisrael. V'gam Zof Al Esther. Medrash says that, as the Gemara says, that when he saw Haman and Esther was accusing Haman, he leaves very upset, very angry. But it's not clear why he's angry or at whom he's fuming. Just says that he was in chema. So the Gemara says he was fuming at Esther, putting him in this position. And now also for having revealed that she is a Yehudiya. So he's angry at Esther. He's angry at Vashti. That's learned from the fact that when he finally comes down, it says V'chamas HaMelech Shochocha. From the double chaf, the Gemara says that there are two things from which he came down from his fury and from his anger. One, Vashti. Two, Esther. So he was angry at Esther, Uba Malach, but the Malach came. And next thing you know, he pushes Haman. Haman is on top of Esther, begging for his life. The Melech comes back in, sees this, and accuses Haman. Hagam lechvoish es hamalke imi baboyis. And that was the end of Haman. Kedidorshu Rabbi Seinu zechreinim levrach. Hu hakol! This is all because what's happening, the feelings, the emotions of Achashverosh, they're all heartstrings being pulled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's when the name Achashverosh does appear. It's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, the simple pshat will be that it's referring to the king Achashverosh. Kimoi, Yavai, Hamelech Vaman Hayam El Hamishteh Asher Asisi Loi. Ukundaim. Of course, it Pshat means the Melech Achashverosh. But it means that Esther is inviting HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the scene. When Esther says, you should please come to the Mishteh Melech, Melech, please come to the Mishnah. She means HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Malchem Lochim, please be there. Please come, please intervene, please help. Rakhu Mitzad Hislabshus Begolus Hashchina. That's the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the presence of the Shechina. Where? In the Melech Achashverosh, and in Haman and in Esther. That's where the Shechina is. To turn the matters and to influence the matters in the right way and in the right direction. V'chol diburei Esther hoya al ha-melech. Melech malchem lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'moshe Amru. So that's similarly what Chazal say. It says that after Esther told Mordechai, please have Yidden fast, daven, sumu alai, shloshis yomim, laila v'yoyim, gamani v'na'ar v'esai, otsum kein. Uvchein, avoy el ha-melech. And that will be how I'll prepare to come before the king. She means a Kadosh Baruch Hu too. Then it says, v'hi b'yom ha-shlishi, after 3 days, v'tilbash Esther malchus. So what does that mean, v'tilbash Esther malchus? Literally, it means she put on the clothes, the robes, and the vestments of the queen. But the Gemara says, lav shesa ruach ha-kodesh, means that she said, I'm bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this matter. Madrega zuha nikreis malchus. She said, I need the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I need him. He should be with me. He should be with me, along with me, in me. He should be megala. The Shechina should be seen and felt through the success of what I'm about to do. And in the success of what I'm about to do, it should be that the Shechina moves it, directs it. In her heart, in what she will say, heartfelt. It's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that she cares about, and it's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam who makes her words become words that are effective. She says, what am I? What am I going to accomplish? I'm only going to accomplish it if the Rabbeinu Shel Olam speaks, so to speak, through my voice. If it's his will, then what I say will be successful. Because he is the only truth that exists. Ve'ein oid mamash. There's nothing else. She'ein shum davar mamashi klal zulasa. There's nothing truly substantive and real but him. So when she says, I'm going in, what she's really saying is, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I hope, will go in before the king, Achashverosh. And then, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu joins me, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be in the mix, so to speak, but specifically will be in Achashverosh's heart. Achashverosh will be in Hashem Yisbarach's hands, in Hashem's palm, as it were. V'chein kol hasipurim b'megillah, the whole story of the Megillah. V'chol makam shenemar ha-melech stam ha-maskel yovin ki devar zeh nizgala b'nes purim. That's what Nes Purim is revealing to us. She-ha-melech stam hu melech malchei hamlochim. Every melech. So today, Am Yisrael needs a Yeshua. There are so many agents of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Each of the kings throughout the world, governments, the prime ministers, the kings, the people in those positions of power, who's really making what they say happen? Who's really causing them? Who's moving the circumstances and who's moving their hearts and pulling their heartstrings? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam. All of them. In every one of those countries, everywhere where there's the slightest bit of effect for Am Yisrael, here in the States, in Saudi Arabia, in Syria, Iran, Lebanon, Jordan, Egypt, who's causing them to feel, decide, move in the positions and move in the ways that they do and take the positions that they take? Who's the Mesavev Hasiba? Is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and he's very involved. Oh, hey, Nabuch, he has to be involved in that. That's a golus. That's the golus of Shechina. And that's why it really is such a big sacrifice when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, Yidlach, Kindlach, I'm with you, I'm in the Golus with you. He really is. Because, as we said, Rav Tzadik, in the earlier paragraph before this, he says, these are people who have, really, it's all Tinaifis. His words are, Tipul Belev Malachim, I'm reading from the paragraph before where we began, Tipul Belev Malachim V'sarim, Hu nikra nedida mimakaymai. That's truly displacement. Where the Rabbeinu Shalom, where the involvement of the divine is not what the divine wishes to be involved with. Makim tahar unikiyas mitavais v'cholti naifes. Olam hazeh. Cleanness without involvement with what is unholy. V'liba mole be'emes. The hearts of these people, of these malachim, like a Achashverosh, mikol minei tuma, there's all kinds of tuma. Shein le ta'ara, kiniskel el, ze nikra golos. So what we have in the celebration of Purim, therefore, is, Rav Tzadik says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's doing the greatest miracle, by coming into Elam, v'havadati misham, melech v'sarim, by taking the melech and being involved intimately with this melech in all of his tumah and directing him and redirecting him and controlling him and pulling his heartstrings, because that's who's really in control. And it's the Shechina's galus that we benefit from. That is that which causes us ultimately to be saved. That's what is celebrated on Purim. The fact that the Shechina is with us in the Golus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes into the hearts of these even despicable people and is metapel. Tipul belev malachim v'sarim nedida mimakaymai. It's the removal of the Shechina from the pristine state of holiness and purity and involvement only in that which is Kadosh V'Tor. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be, as it were, involved with this kind of a character like an Achashverosh. Yeah. So that's how profoundly thankful we have to be for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. That the divine will come and become involved with this kind of a person, yeah, in order to save us, yes. That's the revelation. That's the Gilui Shechina of Megillas Esther. The Shem HaKadosh is not there. But what's there instead, pointedly, is that every time it says Melech, while it does mean Achashverosh, it does mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's where Hashem is. Hashem is in Achashverosh. Hashem is manipulating Achashverosh. Everything that Achashverosh is going to do and say, everything, is because Hashem is there to say, to do, to manipulate, to make it happen. So maybe when we wear masks on Purim, one of the reasons is because you think you're looking at Achashverosh, but you know who Achashverosh really is. You know what's really motivating Achashverosh. You know what's really moving Achashverosh. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom. Things are not as they appear to be, because the Shechina is in Golus, but that means that the Shechina is there in the most unlikely places and in the hearts of the most unlikely people. And for that, we are eternally grateful. He goes on to say that in that last paragraph, toward the very end of the paragraph, he says, "Shegilur davezeh hu aschalte de gula shleima." This is the beginning of the gula. And before that, he says that this is how it is every year, Purim time. Adar is a month when our mazel is good because the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be involved like I was then, I'm going to be involved now too. Mizgala de Gamalchus Shalhem Hu Biyad Hashem Yisbarach. Hainu Biyad Yisrael, Shashem Yisbarach Shaychin Bekar of Levavim Be'emes. The Rebbeinu Shalom is with us, which means that if he's here with us, we're the ones capable of gaining control. He's going to help and bring control over those hearts of those otherwise despotic and evil malachim. Manhig gamkim levavus malchei akum kiritzainim. He's going to let Am Yisrael's need and desire overwhelm and direct the ritzain of the melech and of the malachim of the Umay Sa'ilim. That's Chodesh Adar. So the Chodesh is a month when this kayach, if you will, of the Shekhinah being present with this his galus, with his revelation of the fact that the Shekhinah is there and the Shekhinah is with us, is at its strength. The Shekhinah is at its very prominent presence where it can be felt and seen in how things happen all around us, in how things happen and in how kings react and respond. We saw it when the fall of the Iraqi leader and the war that he waged, and it finally came to an end. It came to an end on Purim. Saddam Hussein. The defeat was really sealed and finalized on Purim. Because Adar is the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing us where that presence of the Shekhinah is most prominent and where therefore so much can be affected to improve Am Yisrael's condition in the Golos as it was at that time. It happens then again for us, as we say, Bayamim Mahem Basman Hazeh.